And maybe this is a good time to explain to you what we feel about kids here. We love kids. How many love kids? We love kids. And in some churches, they have the quiet room, and they put the kids in the quiet room. How many ever seen a quiet room? We don't go for that. What would Jesus do with all the noisy kids? Bring them up front, put them on his lap, right? Now, everybody turn to your Bibles. Before we get started today with today's lesson, I have on there things to remember. Things to remember. How many have a hard time remembering anything? How many, like me, have lost their car? I want to tell you that a couple months past, maybe in the summertime, I went to Walmart and I couldn't find my car. This first time. Who's lost a car? Lost a car. And I walked all around that mall looking for my car. And I was not about to get one of them security guards with the blue lights driving me around. I ain't going to do that. I'm walking all along. I couldn't find my car. I thought, oh man, this is going to be bad. I couldn't find it. I thought somebody stole it. I said, well, there's just this truck. At least she's here. At least I have a ride home. So I'm walking around. I can't find my car anywhere. So I knew Sissy was there. I saw her truck. And so I called her on the phone and said, hey, where are you? She said, I'm home. I said, how are you home? I can't find my car. She said, you bought my truck. How many's that old? Ooh. That's bad. So I want to tell you today about things to remember. And before we get into our passage of scripture, I picked another one that I don't have for my reader to read, so I will read it for you. It comes from Matthew 7. So turn your Bibles to Matthew 7, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. And I'm going to be reading for you verses 13 and 14. You find that in Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. Again, it's the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. You know, brothers and sisters, most people are pretty ordinary, really. Most people follow the crowd. That's what most people do. Most people follow the crowd. That's what most people do. Most people are just pretty ordinary. It's true. And that's why the gate is so wide, right? And that's why the road is so wide, because most people are on that road. Most people go through that gate. Most people do what most people always what? Yeah. Do. That's why the gate is so wide. A couple nights ago, if you saw in Baltimore what happened when school let out, most kids stood on the street corner doing what all the kids were doing. Most parents were home. Except for one mom. You see, one mother decided, you're not going to be like everybody else. See, one mother decided, I didn't raise you to be like everybody else. And you are not going to be like everybody else. And she came, she got her boy. How many saw her get her boy? How many clapped their hands and said, amen for that? We need some more moms like that.
Amen.
How many are kind of raised like that?
Me.
And because we were raised like that, train up a child in the way that he will go, and he will not depart from it. Most of us are in this church because we had mothers like that.
Amen.
And she decided, you will not be ordinary. And I don't care if the camera's on me and the whole world sees me, you are not going to be ordinary. See, most people are ordinary. Most people follow what? The crowd. That's what most people do. That's what most people always do, follow the crowd. The next morning, after that city was in destruction, there was an older man decided he was extraordinary as he got out his broom and his shovel and a waste can. And they said to him, what are you doing? He said, I'm cleaning up my city. This is where I live. See, I don't follow the crowd. I'm extraordinary. And sooner, there were two people, and then there were three. and then there were four. And pretty soon, there were a whole bunch of people cleaning up their city because they decided they weren't going to be like everybody else. Who here wants to be different? Anybody here want to be extraordinary? Anybody here not want to follow the crowd anymore? Does anybody in this room want to be different? Does anybody in this room want to be special? Does anybody want your daddy in heaven to lead your life? Did you know, church, because of choices that you continue to make is where you are? How many can say amen to that?
Amen.
I mean, the choices that you make is that's why where you are. And I'll let you know, brothers and sisters, if you continue to do that which you have always done, you will be where you always are. Ordinary. But I want you to know, as I get ready to bring this message for you, and the Lord laid this on my heart this morning to give to you, I'm going to tell you straight right out, if you follow the crowd, you'll be a member of the crowd. If you just go with the flow, you'll go over the falls sooner or later. If you get in the boat of life and you just continue to go down the river like everybody else, you're going down the river like everybody else. That's why the gate is so wide. It leads to destruction because it's so wide. Sissy and I are married 43 years. How many know that's a novelty? Because we enter through the what gate? The narrow gate. We don't take the wide, we take the narrow. Life is hard. But life is easy if you know the Lord. Life is blessed. How many are blessed in this room? And what you got to understand, brothers and sisters, is that most people are ordinary. Most people follow the crowd. One of the places where I work, they have a lunchroom there. And my office is outside of this place where I work. And about 6-7 months ago, I was hearing a conversation going on in the lunchroom where I work. My office is outside of that. And I could hear the conversation that was going on, and I thought to myself, who in the heck talks like that? Seriously. And the unfortunate truism was, it was women. And I thought to myself, there's no way I'm hearing this. Not from women. Women don't talk that way. And my office is right outside of this lunchroom. I'm hearing this. And I've been playing music loud enough and long enough that my ears are not all that great, so I could not distinguish who was saying it, but I knew what was being said. How many understand that? And I said to myself, really? That's really what they're talking about? And then I saw who came out of that room. And I said to myself, really? Really? Her? Of all of the people that I would have laid my life and said, no way, it's her, but it was her. And I said to myself, ordinary, just like everybody else. And my opinion of her changed instantly based upon the conversation that I knew she was having. How do we understand that? But see, you understand, church, you understand that she was in a room with a bunch of other people talking like everybody else. She was following the crowd, right? Following the crowd. And I decided at that time, I'm really not all that hungry. I ate lunch by myself. I want to be different. I want to be extraordinary. How many people want to be extraordinary? But you understand that when you choose to do that, do you clearly understand that when you choose to do that, that the gate is narrow? Do you truly understand that when you choose to go down that narrow road, do you understand that you'll be by yourself sometimes? Do you clearly understand that you won't be on the in crowd anymore? Do you clearly understand you won't be with the crowd anymore? Do you understand you'll be by yourself sometime? But that's okay, because guess who I meet on that road? I meet extraordinary people. Most people follow the crowd. And who do you think dragged them along in the crowd, do you think? Or did they willingly go? They willingly go. See, it takes effort. It takes effort to be different. Oh, that's not a popular decision. Not popular. But it's a choice to be different. It's a choice to be set apart. It's a choice to be different than the crowd. It's a choice to be recognized as different. And you know what? I'm okay with that. How many are okay with that? I'm okay with that. I'm perfectly okay with that. And so today, you need to say to yourself, do I just want to be like everybody else? Do I want to talk like everybody else? Do I want to get involved in all of that conversation that they had? Is that what I want for my life? Is that what I want? I want that. You want that? Who wants to be holy? I want to be holy. I want to be able to go where your kids go and your grandkids go, and you never have to be concerned what they're going to hear out of my mouth. That's what I want. I don't want anybody's kid ever go tell their parents, say, I heard Pastor Tom say this. I want to be different. I want to be set apart. How many want to be set apart and be different? Well, listen to me, there's a choice. It's a choice. Follow everybody else's lead or follow his lead. Go where everybody else goes or go where he went. You're not born with that. You have to choose that. You have to choose it. You can be ordinary, follow the crowd like everybody else does. You can do that, or you can be special. When I started this message for you, I told you a couple of nights past, when school got let out, there was a whole bunch of kids causing shenanigans. I know one kid that wasn't. I know one kid that wasn't. How many know one kid that wasn't? Well, I want to explain something to you, brothers and sisters. Did you know? Can anybody here tell me, please tell me one name of all the other kids? Name me one name of all the other followers. Can you name me one? They interviewed the 16-year-old though. He made the national news. Because his mother said what? Ain't happening. Well, let me just explain this to you one more time. When you've accepted the Lord in your life and he becomes your daddy, guess what he says to you too? It ain't happening. How many's ever been chastened by the Lord? How many know when the Lord says, get home? Get home. Because you're going home. Get home. How many thankful for the Lord that grabs you and says, get home? Shut your mouth and get home. Quit doing those things and get home. Quit watching what you're watching and get home. Because you know what? I bet that 16-year-old didn't think his mama was watching him. Oh, if he knew she was coming down the street. How many know she was watching? And guess who else is watching, church? He's watching. Let's turn into our Bibles, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here.
The old has gone. Now, probably most of you like the old. Anybody got an old self in this room? I mean, how many of you got a past in this room? What? Everybody's got a past in this room? What? Well, here's the good news, church. Everybody's got a past, but everybody's got a future too. And you get to decide which one you're going to be hanging on to. So you can be hanging on the old if you want to, or you can get rid of the old and bring in the new. So you can be like everybody else, and you can be like you always was, and you can be that same old, same old, same old, or you can say, you know what? No, I am better than that. I am not defined by my choices. I am not defined by my consequences. I am defined by who lives in me. And I am better than that. I'm better than that. How many are better than that? I'm far better than that. I know the things I'm supposed to do, and I know the things I'm supposed to say, and I know the things that God requires of me. I just have to choose the what? Do it. You see, the new has come. But maybe you like the old, and that's okay. That's perfectly okay. You may like who you've always been, and that's quite okay. There's a whole crowd of people who like that about you too. But for some of us, we said, there has to be something better than this. There has to be something far better than this. I don't have to choose to be like everybody else. I don't have to choose to be as the world defines me. I don't have to choose how my family defines me. I don't have to choose how where I work defines me. I can choose to be how He defines me. How many I say amen to that? I can be a child of God. And for those of you who have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, for those of you that have made that choice, you got to understand something. You clearly got to understand something. The old is what?
Gone.
It is gone. Bury it. Throw dirt on it and don't resurrect it. It is gone. How many are thankful the old is gone in your life? Thank God's right. You know what somebody said? I may not yet be where I want to be, but I thank you, God, I'm not stuck where I was. How many thank God you're not stuck where you were? And you know what? You don't worship a part-time God. You worship an all-the-way God. There's part-time Christians and only a full-time God. And that's absolutely true. There's only a halfway Christian, all-the-way God, and that which He started, He is going to complete. The old is gone. The old way of thinking. The old way of talking. The old way of living. Gone. It's a new day. It's a new opportunity. It's a new way. Because the old is what?
Gone.
And the new
is here.
Turn to Romans 6, 3, 4.
Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
For those of you that have had that experience of saying to yourself, you know, this isn't working for me. This isn't working. Anybody ever get stuck and say to yourself, this is not working? I mean, this is just not working. I mean, Oprah's not doing it for me anymore. Dr. Phil, advice ain't so cool. This ain't working. I'm reading all the books. I'm getting all the self-help tapes. I'm getting all the videos. I'm going to all the seminars. This ain't working. Anybody who did all that said, this ain't working. This is just not working. And you have to say to yourself, this is not working. I want to let you know, brothers and sisters, that dysfunction breeds dysfunction. Help me understand that. Dysfunction is contagious. If you are dysfunctional, you will raise dysfunctional kids. How many know that's the way that it works? And somebody has to say, it stops here. Somebody's got to be the hero. Somebody has to say, it is now finished. It starts new and I'm going to be the example. How many want to be the example? How many want to be the leader? Don't follow the crowd. Be different. Be set apart. And when you accept Jesus in your heart, it clearly says, Christ raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, you too will have a what?
New
a new life. A new life. Is today May 3rd?
Yep.
Yeah, see, I remember that. May 3rd, 2015. How many May 3rd, 2015s are you going to get?
One.
Just this one. And guess what? It's almost 12 o'clock. So guess what? Half the day is already
gone.
And whatever you did with it, guess what? Gone. You're not getting it back. Oh no, you can't get it back. And so the decisions that you made this morning, the things that you said, the way you thought, the looks you gave somebody, guess what? Gone. The seeds that you planted, the stories that you wrote, the chapter you wrote a sentence in, guess what?
It's gone.
It's gone. Gone. You can't get it back. Now, I know one thing for absolutely sure. Everybody in this room is given an opportunity because you woke up this morning. Who woke up this morning? Who's sleeping right now? I'm checking it out. Listen, if you're sitting next to somebody sleeping, don't wake them up. Just point to them. I'll come sit on their lap. Anybody sitting next to anybody sleeping? I'll go sit on them. Okay, cool. Becca, you okay back there, Becca? Okay. So everybody got the same opportunity today. Guess what the opportunity was? The Lord gave you this day, May the 3rd, 2015. He gave you a present. And when you got up this morning, your eyes opened up. Guess what you did? You unwrapped it. Now guess what? You have the opportunity to have it any day you want to. You choose it. He gave it to you. Now you choose how to live it.
Amen.
Some of you can choose to be whining and complaining, moaning and groaning. Let me just check it out. I'll cough for everybody to do some moaning. One, two, three. Shannon, did you like that? Okay, on the count of three, let's do some whining and complaining. One, two, three. Ah, man. It's so hot in here. Do you have time for that? Do you understand how ugly it sounds when you're moaning and groaning? Do you understand how horrible that sounds when you're whining and complaining? Oh my gosh. Oh. Hey, did you ever see somebody coming into your life like where you work something and go, oh, whoa, whoa. You ever have anybody have a person like that in your life?
Yeah.
Come on, you know you do. Here's a better question. How many of you might be that person sometimes? Lenny, put your hand down. There ain't no you. But you know what? You have the choice to be that kind of person. Somebody says, oh my gosh, I'm going to go talk to that person. I can't wait. Oh my, you can be that person too. You can be that person that people run to, not from. You can be that person that people flock to, not run from. And guess whose choice that is?
Yours.
It's yours. That's yours. Nobody made you do anything. You willingly what? Chose it. You willingly chose it. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1.
Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ.
And it's okay. It's okay to be an infant in Christ. It's okay because you start there. Right, Jimmy? You start there. You come in to a relationship with Christ as a child. You come in needing to be fed. And that's okay. How many are willing to feed some people? I'm willing to feed you. I am willing to feed you. It's okay. It is okay to come in as a child and to be fed. It's okay to be whining because your shoe needs tied. It's okay. It's okay that you get a little tired, a little take a nappy. It's okay. Not here though. It's okay. But sooner or later, you got to grow up. Sooner or later, you got to put on your big boy pants and your big girl pants and say, you know what? Hey, sooner or later, I got to get it. I got to get it in my head that the Lord's not out to get me. Sooner or later, I got to get it in my head that it's time for me to do some feeding and quit demanding to be fed. How many know? Sooner or later, you got to stand up. Sooner or later, you got to put on your pants and say, hey, I'm out here. Who needs fed?
Amen.
It's the truth. I'm going to ask you all a question. How many know that the Lord God delivered Daniel from the lion's den? Who knows that? The Lord God delivered Daniel from the lion's den. How many know that? You're wrong. You see, God did not deliver him from it. He delivered him through it. If he delivered him from it, he never would have been in it. How many understand that? I'm preaching. I'm just getting warmed up. He did not deliver him from it. He delivered him, church, through it. All you theologians know the answer to this next one. I know you know it now. How many would say that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was delivered from a fiery furnace?
We get it.
How many know he was delivered through it? And mature Christians understand we are not delivered from our storms. We are delivered through them. That's what makes you extraordinary. If you're moaning and groaning and whining and complaining like a child, you say, oh Lord, deliver me from all of my trials. First of all, how many know that's not happening? So see that happening? How many know that ain't how this works? I'm going to be delivered through them. Let me close with this one thing to think about. Many people will pray, Lord, if there's a way, let this cup of trials pass me by. I'm not saying that's a real bad thing to pray. But maybe here you might want to add this, but if there's a reason why these trials cannot pass me by, then you give me strength to drink from the cup until it is done. Not for my glory, for yours. Most people are what? Ordinary. Most people go with the flow. Most people go with the crowd. About 28 years ago, I think, I met an extraordinary person. I think it was 28 years ago. When I took my son to kindergarten, I met an extraordinary young girl. I never, ever forgot her. I watched her grow up, and she became an extraordinary woman. Extraordinary. I'm proud to know you. I am. I am proud to know you, Amy. I thank God that you chose to be extraordinary. I chose you to be one of my heroes. It's true. Sissy knows that, right? You are not delivered from it, but you sure are being delivered through it. How many want to deliver through your storms too? Here's what you need to do. Quit whining and quit complaining. Get your head up and get your shoulders square. You put your big boy pants on, your big girl pants on, you say, you know what, it's time. It's time for me to be extraordinary. It is time for me to quit moaning and groaning. It is time for me to stand up and tell the world, I am not like you. I am not like you. And here's the reason why, church. Because we can certainly be in this world, but we are not of it. How many agree with that statement? It's true. So let's thank God today for a mama that got her 16-year-old boy and said, it ain't happening. It's an amazing thing. People aren't complaining in a way that she got his attention either. I know. Let me just close with this. I know in 2015, some people say, you can get arrested for doing that to your kid. You know what her mama said? I don't care. Get home. How many know? He went home. The Lord God got you too. How many know he's watching you too? And guess what he says to you? Get home. And we thank you today for being home. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for the hearing of these words. Oh, Lord, as we continue to remember the things that we need to keep in the forefront of our mind as we pick up with again with this next week, Lord, there are so many things to remember. And Lord, when we forget these things, we can backslide. When we forget these things, Lord, we start to go off with the fall of the crowd again. When we forget these things, we're pulled right back into where we came from. What we've been delivered from, we go back again. So Lord, thank you for rescuing us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us enough that although we wanted to turn blue by holding our breath and say, Lord, no. He said, no, you're mine. You're coming with me. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us that much. Thank you, Lord, for showing us a new and a better way. In your awesome name we pray.